Staying in the U.S. now, signs are emerging of a possible agreement between Republicans and Democrats to try to end a government shutdown and avoid a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. The White House has welcomed a Republican offer for a short-term debt limit increase to stave off default.
The president is happy that cooler heads at least seem to be prevailing in the House, that there at least seems to be a recognition that default is not an option. But it is certainly at least an encouraging sign that, based on today's statement by the Speaker, they're not listening to the debt limit and default deniers.
The White House says Obama will be open to a short-term debt ceiling hike, but without any conditions. Earlier, Republican House Speaker John Boehner said lawmakers would agree to temporarily increase the debt limit in exchange for negotiations with the White House to end a government shutdown. Republicans will later meet Obama for talks on the offer. Officials have warned the U.S. risks default on October the 17th if the nation's borrowing limit is not increased. The International Monetary Fund chief warns that a U.S. debt default could damage the global economy.
Concerning the U.S., we believe that apart from the urgency of the moment, it's critical that the exit from highly accommodative monetary policy be carefully managed, that the fiscal house of the United States of America be put in order, and obviously we know and you know by now that failure to raise the debt ceiling would cause serious damage to the U.S. economy, but also to the global economy as a result of the spillover effect.
Lagarde urged the U.S. government locked in a budget battle to put its fiscal house in order. The IMF chief was referring to the deadlock over passing spending and debt limit bills. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew also had stark warnings about the risks of a government debt default for the global economy. Lew says a U.S. default will have serious economic repercussions, which will include deep damage to the world's financial markets. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I joined with Ms. Marcia Backer, who is an economics expert, and she is with the Executive Intelligence Review. She's joining us now on the line from Leesburg. Ms. Backer, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you assess this temporary measure that may be put in place to stave off at least this U.S. debt default?
Yes, you're right. In the next few hours, it's very likely that the actions will be taken between the White House and Congress, perhaps in the next 24 hours, to go towards stopping the government shutdown temporarily by raising the debt ceiling and have negotiations over the coming weeks about the United States fiscal situation. But there are three important points. One, this will not stop the breakdown of the actual physical economy that's underway in the United States, because we have here less and less physical production of food and machinery and water projects and necessities, and more gambling with financial instruments in Chicago on the exchange or between the mega banks, the famous banks. So the point is there's no solution to this, even if the government in Washington resumes, unless there is an action of restoring the law we had for 60 years from the 1930s Great Depression, which is a law called after its sponsors, Mr. Glass and Mr. Stigall. And that would disallow backing up gambling debts by major banks by federal money. Stop the bailout is what I'm saying. Now, I hope people know that what's happened is the American population has been terrorized, really. There's been an attempt to scare them by the White House and certain of the Republicans because London and Wall Street met with President Obama on October 2nd, including that the chief officers of J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citigroup, they met with Obama, and they do not want the reinstatement of this 1933 Glass-Steagall law that was eliminated in 1999. So we've had fear tactics against us about how the world will come crashing down. And the only thing we can do is raise the debt limit and have more and more austerity. Cut federal spending is what's going to be discussed in the coming weeks. People have to live, the poor should get less, the old should get less health care. So we're at a turning point for the existence of the United States, not merely the question of whether the government will go back in session. That's what's at stake right now.
Ms. Baker, we just have under a minute left. I wanted to ask, is this issue really an issue of politics and partisanship at this point, or is it really an issue of economics?
The underlying issue is economic policy and the future for the United States. If we go ahead and put in this Glass-Steagall reinstatement bill, and by the way, it's in the House, there is a bill, and in the Senate, there are two bills, and 25 state legislatures have been raising this issue. If that would go back into effect, then the United States can stop bailing out the gambling debts of the mega banks and issue credit for major projects, including resuming nuclear power in the United States, water projects, and having a foreign policy based on this. That's what's at stake. That's the fight here in Washington, D.C.
Okay, we'll leave her there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Ms. Marcia Baker, economics expert with the Executive Intelligence Review, speaking to us live on the line from Leesburg.